Hey, this morning we want to talk about a program that the Griswold American Legion Auxiliary Post number 508 is putting on. Coming up here really quickly on June 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Griswold Legion Building. This is going to be a focus on some veterans issues that are very important. And we're going to talk more in detail about that with Christy Sism, who is president of the Griswold American Legion Auxiliary Post. And we want to thank Christy for her time this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Hey, before we get into the meat of the topic that we want to talk about specifically, let's talk a little bit about the Legion, the Auxiliary. How long have you been a member of the Auxiliary?
Well, I've been a member of the Auxiliary for a very long time, but I've only been an active member for the last, coming up on 3 years, because I graduated from Griswold. That's my connection to it. But I lived in Florida for a few decades, and I remained a member, but I couldn't go to the meetings for obvious reasons. The commute was just too long. So when I would be home, I would help out. Like if I was home in May, I would help with poppy distributions. But I moved back about 3 years ago and became the president of the Auxiliary in Griswold at that time. So That's kind of a loaded question. I've been a member for a very long time, but active for about 3 years.
Yeah. Why is it important for you and for others to be involved in things like this?
You know, everybody has their own reasons, but I think for the community as a whole, the American Legion Auxiliary is important if you have a connection to a veteran, because you're able to make a noticeable difference in a veteran's life, and also in the community that you are in. Mm-hmm. So for me, my dad is a Vietnam vet, and my father-in-law is also a Vietnam vet, and I have a lot of veterans. My uncles were vets. I have a lot of close family friends that are veterans, and so for me, it's personal because of the people in my life, but I also think it's very important that anybody that has a connection to a veteran and is able to join, either the Auxiliary is just one example. The American Legion family is made up of various groups. So the Legion, you know, if you're a veteran, you join the Legion. If you are the spouse of a veteran or daughter or granddaughter, you can join the Auxiliary. Then there's Sons of the American Legion if you are the son or grandson. There's a lot of opportunities to join, and we do a lot of things that are in the service of veterans that help not just the community, but for example, we clock all of our volunteer hours and the money spent, and then that is reported. Each specific unit reports it to their district, who reports it to the state. All the states come together, report that information to the government, and that is how they determine the budget that veterans get every year for their services. It's a small groups making a large impact.
Yes. Well, and folks stepped up to make sure we can stay free, and this is our way of being able to step up to help them, I suppose.
Exactly. We're paying it back. Yes. Right.
Very
exactly.
Good. Well, and one of the issues that I think we all recognize is very prevalent, especially among veterans, are suicide issues. And the Be
yes.
the One training that you have planned for this Tuesday, June 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Griswold Legion Building is one that's it's a very important topic and one that's hard to get the discussion moving on.
Yes, it is. It is a very prevalent thing in the veteran community. The number of veterans who die by suicide every day, it's estimated to be about 17 to 22 a day. And so that's just too many. I think hopefully we don't know a lot of people that have been touched by this, but the Griswold community definitely has. And it's an important thing for people to be aware of. You hope it never happens, but you want to be able to recognize it if you are ever faced with it and know what to do.
Absolutely.
And how to react.
Yeah. What was the conversation? What started this process to set up this training?
Well, the Be the One program is the American Legion family's number one initiative right now. It's one of the biggest things that we are all focusing on because it has become such an issue. And with all things, awareness, education, is having conversations about subjects, and in this case, veteran suicide, that is how we make a difference. So the goal is to destigmatize talking about suicide, talking about, you know, mental health needs. How can we support somebody with, if they're, you know, suffering, having a mental health breakdown? How can we provide peer-to-peer support and resources? How can we educate people? And this is how. We talk about it. We have our Be the One training events. We have online resources that we will talk about during the training. The trainer that is coming will give us a lot of information, not just training on how to spot it, how to react if you are in a situation to help a veteran, but resources will be given as well so that people can reach out, hopefully share the information. And this is open to everyone. It's not just open to Legion or Auxiliary members. It's open to anyone listening, anybody in the community and the communities around us.
Sure.
Because it's very important to educate. Education is the goal.
Well, suicide is prevalent, obviously, among veterans, but it's a societal issue, too. So
this
could be beneficial to anyone, I assume, and because it's going to teach us a lot of things that, you know, how often do we hear those stories that, gee whiz, we never saw it coming, but then you think back and you probably saw some signs, and this is going to help us maybe recognize some of those?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I think we've all, unfortunately, been touched by suicide in general. And knowing the signs for veterans will also, as you said, that can be put to use in your general life, which is anybody as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's more than just recognizing signs. Even if you recognize there might be an issue, sometimes the hardest part is starting that conversation.
Oh, it absolutely is. There is such a stigma around suicide and mental health conversations in general. They make people uncomfortable, or you're afraid to say the wrong thing. So this is a way to bring it to the forefront, train people on how to be more comfortable starting these conversations, knowing the signs, knowing what to say that can help direct the conversation, and absolutely, hopefully, make people less afraid to have these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been a stigma for so long that people didn't want to call it suicide. They didn't want to talk about it. And that's unfortunate, because education, open communication, that's a great start.
Yep,
to absolutely. Being able to help people.
Yep. You know, and I've had some veterans tell me that through their military training, they're taught to be part of an amazing team. But sometimes they also feel like they're taught just to kind of swallow the individual and not talk about issues, not seek help at times. It kind of seems like it's somewhat ingrained in them.
Absolutely. Statistically, a lot of the people, a lot of the veterans that have unfortunately committed suicide were no longer receiving, like, health care, going to the VA, a part of their community. So it's a big thing. You know, they're very ingrained and together when they're in the military, but once they are no longer in the military, there's a variety of reasons. You got TBIs, obviously, traumatic brain injuries, but also, you know, when you're no longer together like that with your military members, and now you're a civilian, that comes with a whole nother set of issues for some. And so it's very important for the rest of us to be able, you know, as non-veterans, to be able to, you know, recognize the signs, ask our veterans how they're doing, listen, reach out, you know, if you think somebody's struggling. And that's what this training is all about, just education, providing resources, letting the community know what the resources are there for us as non-veterans to help veterans, and just educate about this very serious topic and get people to have conversations.
Sure.
You know, it's not easy to, you might not know what the warning signs are. And so educating on those, I mean, it's not a one and done, the signs, but the people that have studied this and that are putting the training on, they know so much more than we as the general public know as far as signs and awareness. We're wanting to create awareness for this topic.
And then that next step, you know, understanding where to find the assistance that you need. And just because we don't live in a large metropolitan area, we have a lot of great resources in our small counties as well. So sometimes they don't realize
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very good. Well, again,
that is very true.
This event starts at 6 o'clock, and that's coming up on June 23rd. It's just right here, Griswold Legion Building, sponsored by the American Legion Auxiliary Post number 508 there in Griswold. And this is an event that is I assume it's free. There's no registration required.
No registration required. It is free, and I know Griswold's a small town, so probably everybody knows where the Legion is. But 601 Main Street. At 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Yep, we are providing desserts and it is completely free. So we hope that everyone comes and joins us. As you mentioned, the veterans, some of them gave all, the others signed up to do so for us, for our freedom. So this is the least we can do to help give back to them.
You bet. Take advantage of the opportunity right here close to home. Christy Sism has been with us this morning.
Yes.
She's president of the Griswold American Legion Auxiliary Post number 508. Christy, thanks for the good information, and thanks for all you're doing for the veterans.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you helping us get the word out.